Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer in for Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. So apparently green is the new black in Massachusetts. That's according to two reports released this week on the state's renewable energy industry. First, the American Council for an Energy Efficient Economy named Boston the most energy efficient city in the country, beating out Portland, Oregon, New York, San Francisco, and Seattle, among many others.
And the Massachusetts Clean Energy Center says the state's clean energy industry is thriving. Renewable energy companies now employ more than 20,000 people in a variety of sectors, including wind, hydro, bioenergy, and solar.
Especially solar. In fact, some 60% of the jobs, more than 12,000, are in the solar industry, which seems poised for even more growth. We're joined now by Frank von Mierlo. He's the co-founder and chief executive of the Bedford-based company 1366 Technologies, which produces solar wafers. And Frank von Mierlo, welcome to Radio Boston. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Tell us first, remind us or tell us for the first time what a solar wafer is.
So 90% of the solar panels are built on silicon wafers. Typically, those are 6 by 6 inches and about 200 microns thick.
Okay. All right. So all of this news, and we're coming to you because it seems like the solar market in Massachusetts is particularly hot right now. Give us a sense of what's happening at your company at 1366 Technologies.
Well, things are going well for us. We are making great technical progress in our demonstration plant in Bedford, and we're currently hiring. We are looking to staff up our demonstration facility, and then next step is for us to build a larger factory, 250 megawatts, and after that we hope to continue to expand.
So tell us about numbers. How many people are you work for you right now? How many do you plan to have working there?
Well, you know, modesty is not a course they teach at MIT. We think that we have a world-class technology, and we have a great partner to supply us silicon. And together, that creates a very strong position at the top of the supply chain. So we think we have an unbeatable competitive advantage. We think we'll be able to capture 10 to 20% of this market. The worldwide wafer market is about $5 billion. And so when we do that, we will grow from 50 people today to about 5,000 people.
From 50 to 5,000. Wow. Wow. So where are you finding these people? And I'm thinking Intel recently announced that it's going to be closing its plant in Hudson, Massachusetts. Could 1366 Technologies absorb some of their talent?
Well, you know, it's interesting you mentioned that because I would love to do that. In fact, I've been thinking of going to their parking lot and putting flyers under every windshield wiper. I think clearly Intel is a great company, and the people there have had fantastic training. And we certainly would love to hire some of their technicians, their engineers, their manufacturing managers. We're going to be selective, and we're not going to hire everybody, but we'd love to talk to all of them and then probably hire the best.
Well, we mentioned those two reports, and I'm curious to get your take on this. What has put Massachusetts at the forefront of the green economy, and why is it booming so dramatically right now?
Well, I think there's two things. On the supply side, clearly, solar has made enormous strides forward, and costs have just dropped very sharply. And we're now within an arm length of being competitive with coal-generated electricity. Hmm. And the cost of solar panels has dropped by a factor of four in the last 4 years, and so it's becoming very economical. One of our engineers recently put solar on his house, and he was actually producing 1,200 kilowatt hours more that year than he consumed. Hmm. So it's doable. It's becoming more affordable. And then on the R&D and development side, a company like 1366 is in Boston because there is phenomenal talent there. My co-founder was a fully tenured professor at MIT. And a lot of his development work happened at MIT, and he's now joined the company full-time as our CTO. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that link with a strong university is very much there for us.
Right. Now, Massachusetts is going to be electing a new governor next year. What would be your advice for him or her in terms of what the state should be doing more of to promote the solar industry and the green economy in general?
Well, first of all, let me observe that I think the current administration has done a great job. And I think, Patrick has put some good people in charge, Ian Bowles and then Rick Sullivan. And so we've seen a lot of progress. But if I had one single theme that I'd love to see is I would like to just cut the red tape, make it easier for people. You know, it should be almost an automatic right to put solar panels on your roof and hook them up to the electricity grid. It should, given the benefits for the rest of society in the form of clean energy, less dependence on fossil fuel, it should hopefully be legislated and become much easier. Because currently there's still a lot of red tape before you can actually hook this up.
So let me ask you finally, and this is sort of a homeowner question, what's your best advice for homeowners who might be thinking of supplementing their systems with solar? How can they start looking into what's available and how to afford it?
Oh, there are a number of packages. If you want to pay over time, then companies like SolarCity will do some sort of lease back deal with you, and that's pretty attractive. If you can afford it, then buy the panels and have them installed and just enjoy the lower electricity bills.
All right. Well, that's Frank Van Mierlo. He is co-founder and chief executive of 1366 Technologies, a solar wafer producing company in Bedford, Massachusetts. Thank you very much, Mr. Van Mierlo. We're very grateful.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Stay with us. Up next, one challenge facing all those people hoping to get jobs in the high-tech sector in Massachusetts is where are they going to live?
We'll talk about the lack of available housing and especially affordable housing in and around Boston as we continue our series about the Boston mayoral election. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. This is Radio Boston.